Now, even though we don't have, you know, as many Hollywood movies coming through the area, and I don't think we have any coming through Grand Rapids at the present time and haven't for maybe about 2 years, what do you feel the current climate is for that in Michigan overall? Just as far as filmmaking minus Hollywood.
There's a lot of people who have great ideas. Whether or not you want to latch on to their idea is up to you.
Mm-hmm.
As far as talent goes, crew, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a newbie at this, it is very imperative that you get some kind of on-the-job training or just getting in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people
like Melinda said, if you're new at acting and stuff like that, you got to put yourself out there.
Right.
And
right.
The access to the equipment is different than it used to be. There's more, you can buy Final Cut and sit in your house and edit. And
mm-hmm.
The access to cameras and things that can, the technology is getting to the point where, you know, the quality is improving.
Mm-hmm.
So there are more and more people, if you have a story to tell, who are really working to tell their stories. The more successful people are going to be those people who know what they don't know,
mm-hmm.
and go out and find those people that can help them supplement their skill set. I mean, if you don't have a good sound technician,
right.
you're done for. But,
right.
you know, I mean, there's simple things. But there's also more, you know, Compass Academy that's here in town. Grand Valley's had a great program, broadcast and movies and the summer film program. I mean, they've been doing that for years mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. years and years. And those staple programs haven't gone away and aren't going away and continue to just get more and more students into them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure, you know, Melinda, I know she gets, I'm in the same office building as Melinda, so I know the walk-ins of people who want to find talent work, you know. So
right.
I don't think the industry is going away just because the incentives are unstable.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure. Now, Teresa, you and Fubble were involved in Laugh Fest.
We were.
So you had an opportunity to work with Kevin Nealon, Martin Short.
Yeah.
I'm sure you were big fans of Saturday Night Live back
yeah.
in the day. Did you have a chance to chat with them one-on-one? And
we did. We did. I will say this. The thing that I found so amazing about that project, it was their signature event, and we basically set up a Saturday Night Live event. And we did. We had an opening sketch that mm-hmm. Melinda was in. She got to be Mayor George Hartwell's assistant that focused on local, you know, kind of a Grand Rapids flair. We mm-hmm. did a really great video with some folks to kind of do a parody of Saturday Night Live's mm-hmm. opening that went really well. And featuring, it was Saturday Night Live ask, but it was Grand Rapids locations, and it was edited very Saturday Night Live,
okay.
and it was very fun. And then we got to work with, of course, Martin and Kevin and another gentleman by the name of Alan Zweibel, who was
yep.
Gilda Radner's
mm-hmm.
bestie.
Yeah.
They were. The thing that I liked about them is they were the consummate professionals, and they came in knowing exactly what they wanted to do, but they trusted us to do they trusted us for the content that we were developing for them. So when we asked Kevin Nealon if he would do Weekend Update for us, because that's mm-hmm. what he did, his initial response through his agent was no.
Mm-hmm.
And then we said, please.
Okay.
And then his agent said, I don't know about this. And we said, well, can we please send him some sample content of what we would do? So we put together a team of writers here in West Michigan, and we
okay.
invited like 5 to 6 people to help write some jokes. We submitted them to Kevin Nealon, and then I get a phone call from Kevin Nealon saying, okay, I'm on board. We're going to do this. So he, and then when they came to town, they said, this is one of the best places that we've ever experienced doing an event like this, where they come in and do a fundraiser. They
mm-hmm.
they were so impressed with the level of quality of everybody involved. It was really, really exciting.
Oh,
I mean, backstage, Alan Zweibel said, I want to work with you guys again.
That's awesome.
Again, it's just another example of, as people come, you know, we worked with Fred Willard one time. I don't know if you know Willard, the ubiquitous Fred Willard, who's
mm-hmm.
in everything. But it was just, you know, it's amazing. I heard him on his phone talking to his wife, you know, like, this is amazing. These people are great. It's beautiful here. And I just think the more we expose those people
sure.
to our community, and the more we show them the professional quality, then they go back and they say, oh, you should work in Grand Rapids.
Right.
They're good people. And so
mm-hmm.
we're in the stages right now. We're trying to figure out what the next, we're excited to be checking in back in with
Laugh
Fest to work
building.
With them again.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
So it's great. So thanks for bringing it up.
Sure.
I still have my message from Kevin Nealon on my phone. I haven't yet deleted it. It's too fun.
Good.
Too fun.
That's awesome.
This is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined in the studio by Jason James. He just premiered a movie by the name of Dirty Bomb. You can find out more about that at dirtybombmovie.com. Teresa Tomei, she's part of Fubble Entertainment, and they just received an Emmy for Backstage Drama. And Melinda Peterson, Melinda is part of MP Talent Management Group. You can visit their website at mptalentgroup.com. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thanks,
Thank
Paul.
You.